We've been hearing a lot about the influenza going around, and it sounds like, at least from data I've seen from North Dakota, the number of cases has skyrocketed at Essentia Health. What are you guys seeing as far as cases of influenza severity? What is the current lay of the land as far as Essentia is concerned?
Yeah, so influenza is, up all through the nation, but, locally we've seen a huge increase since after the holidays, which is to kind of be expected with people gathering in close proximity, travel. You typically do see an increase in respiratory viruses, but the influenza has been very prevalent in our community the past couple of weeks. Thankfully, most people are not that sick. Most people are having expected influenza symptoms with fever, chills, sore throat, cough. But we are seeing some people who are, sick enough to be hospitalized.
I talked to a medical provider in Grand Forks a couple of weeks ago, and he said actually in that one specific week, they had something like 500 tests done. 50% of those are coming back positive. So that's 250 cases in a week. Are you seeing specific numbers that are topping that as far as how many cases you're seeing?
Well, specific to our emergency department, numbers not as high as that. But the prevalence is, as I said before, has been really high. When I looked at our numbers for the past week, about 15% of the total visits to our emergency department have been for influenza. My personal experience is that most of the tests I'm running on people are coming back positive, but there is also a number of non-influenza viruses circulating in the community that cause similar symptoms and sometimes can be hard to differentiate.
What are some of the things that you're telling your patients in order to try and lessen the severity of the flu or try and avoid it altogether?
Yeah, so I mean, the best treatment for the flu, is to not get it. And that, looks like trying to, stay away from others that are sick, good hand washing, the vaccination. It's not perfect, but it does provide a level of protection against contracting influenza. And probably more importantly, it's protective against developing a severe infection, which could result in hospitalization. But unfortunately, once you have influenza, for most people, there is no specific treatment. It's a lot of supportive care with, Tylenol, ibuprofen for fever, aches, and pains, and over-the-counter cough medications. There is an antiviral medicine called Tamiflu, which can help reduce, the duration of symptoms by a short period, and can also help reduce your chances of having a severe infection. But that Tamiflu is only for people with risk factors. And so, we're talking about people who are young, and people who are older, so kids less than 2, adults older than 65, or people who have chronic disease like heart disease, lung disease, kidney disease, diabetes, immune system problems. So most of the people we're seeing in the emergency department are healthy young adults with no chronic medical problems. So unfortunately, there's no specific treatment for them.
Are you still seeing cases of things like RSV and COVID-19 as well?
Yeah, we've definitely seen a small uptick in COVID in our emergency department. I looked at our RSV numbers, and we haven't seen a lot of RSV, but there's been a few cases, and I'm certain that will continue to rise.
Is there any talk about when the peak flu season will have passed? I mean, I know last time I checked in with officials, they haven't necessarily seen the peak. Are you hearing anything on when that may, or maybe it already has been reached?
No, I don't think we've peaked yet, and I don't. To be honest, I don't know an exact kind of timeline for when this is all going to start going downhill.
I know Grand Forks, All True Hospital in Grand Forks, I should say, has had to put in some masking requirements. Have you guys had to take those similar measures at Essentia?
Well, we do strongly recommend masking for all of our employees and all of our patients who are having respiratory symptoms. So it's not a mandate right now, but it is strongly recommended.
Is there anything you want to tell the community about the influenza rise in cases, or just seasonal illness altogether? I'm guessing, make sure that you are seeking treatment when you need it. But anything else you want people to know?
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of people struggle with when to go to the emergency department. You know, when it's obvious, but a lot of times it's not. And, when you're sick and you're not entirely sure what to do, I think the emergency department is people's first choice, and I understand that. But I would also like to say, there's other options out there. So if you're, a healthy person with no chronic medical problems, and you're just having typical cold symptoms like runny nose, congestion, cough, fever, body aches, things of that nature, virtual visits are a great option. Try to get in with your family medicine doctor. We have several walk-in clinics throughout the community. I would highly encourage people to use those options to get seen. Now, reasons to come to the emergency department, if you're having flu-like symptoms, if you're having severe weakness, chest pain, shortness of breath, persistent vomiting, where you think, where you're having symptoms of severe dehydration, like lightheadedness or feeling you're going to pass out, definitely come in and see us. But if you have mild symptoms, consider one of those alternative venues. It's not that we don't want to see you. It's just that when we have a big influx of patients who are not critically ill, it can, detract from those patients that are having heart attacks and strokes and appendicitis and things like that. And it just kind of slows everybody down.
Dr. Honeyman, thank you so much for your time today, and really appreciate this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.